Raspberry Beret, first of all, and A Love We Make from Prince, marking the fifth anniversary of his death. It's 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. A Humboldt penguin, Sarah, who's thought to be the oldest in the world, has celebrated her 31st birthday.
I like penguins.
So do I. I'd quite like to adopt one, but I haven't got any water around. So, Rosie has lived at Sowerby Hall in East Yorkshire since 1990, when she was brought from a bird park in Surrey. A native to South America, Humboldts can live up to 20 years in the wild and are classed as vulnerable to extinction. Staff at the zoo said the grand old lady had been made the centre of attention with a special watermelon and fish cake made for her party. Yeah. Don't like fish cakes, do you?
No.
I like fish, but
I
was put on fish cakes for life after what they sort of laughingly served up as fish cakes at school. Head keeper John Pickering said, "We can't organise a big event for her under the current circumstances. We are making sure she's well cared for. Humboldts in the wild are threatened by climate change and overfishing of their preferred prey. They live on rocky coasts and islands, sometimes burrowing holes or using caves for shelter. Rosie, who lives with fellow penguins Dion, Pingu and Penny, is thought to benefit from a sea breeze on the Yorkshire coast. The scientific name for Humboldt penguins is Sphenticus humboldti. They're classed as vulnerable to extinction by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. They're very social and live in large colonies. They can live up to 20 years in the wild and can travel through water at speeds of up to 25 miles an hour.
Well, they fly underwater, literally.
But they can't fly, though, because everyone knows what penguins can't fly.
You know what I'm going to ask you next?
What?
What do you call a group of penguins in the water?
A school.
No. It's this old chestnut, do you remember?
Yes.
It's called a raft, but
a
on land.
A raft of penguins.
And what are they called when they're on land?
A colony.
No.
I don't know.
A waddle.
A waddle of penguins.
A waddle of penguins.
Oh, dear, but 25 miles an hour, that's quick, isn't it? So the old Tyrannosaurus Rex wouldn't be able to catch them either. Part of the reason Rose's thoughts have lived for so long is because she lives in a comfortable zoo. The keeper said she doesn't have to work for the fish. We hand feed her so she doesn't have to compete with the others. Their presence in the wild would be leopard seals, but obviously there are no leopard seals here. She is a grand old lady. The life expectancy of Humboldt penguins in the wild is 15 to 20 years. From penguins to woofers.
And now it's time for Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back, Rob. Today's Woofer of the Week is a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, or Staffies as they're known affectionately, and they have quite the fan club, and it's a true fan of the breed that I'm hoping to find today. Through no fault of his own, this lovely three-year-old male Staffy is looking for a good new forever home after his human separated. He's got a smooth black and white coat. He knows most of his commands, although he still pulls a little bit on the lead. So he needs someone to finish training and steer him in the right direction and love him to bits, of course. He's great with females, but not with all males. That might be because he's not castrated. And I'm not sure if he gets on with cats or not, to be honest. If you'd like to find out more about him and maybe arrange to meet him, then you need to email, and that address will be on the Riviera Radio website. Speak to you next week. Bye.
That was Woofer of the Week. For more details about this week's Woofer, go to the 106.5 Riviera Radio page on Facebook or our website at rivieraradio.mc. Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Woofiera Radio.
Didn't do very well yesterday.
No, you didn't.
No.
No. Do better today.
I'll
Question
try.
Number one. On this day in 2014... this song was named the UK's most downloaded song of all time, despite criticism of its lyrics and about 20 university student unions banning the track, saying it promoted date rape culture. The opening lines are, "Everybody get up, everybody get up, hey, hey, hey."
Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams, Blurred Lines.
Correct. Yeah. Question number two. A Prince, who died on this day in 2016, simultaneously held the number one spots for film, single and album. It was during the week of July the 27th, 1984.
Purple Rain.
Prince's film, correct, Purple Rain, hit number one at the box office. That same week, the film's soundtrack was the best-selling album. And which single was holding the top spot?
Well, it wasn't obviously Purple Rain.
No.
Because you expected me to say that, but I'm not. I'll have to go for... Let's Go Crazy?
No.
1999?
No.
Ooh. Don't know then. Oh, when doves cry, not
correct.
Fly. She was flapping all
well,
over.
Well, I was trying to give you a hint there without
you little
saying
flapping
anything.
You.
Finally, on this day in 1990, who started a 4-week run at number one in the UK with her version of a Prince song?
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Nothing Compares to You.
Thank you very much.
Should we play the Sinead?
Sorry, did I just throw you there?
Well, I was going to play the Prince version, but...
Play what you want.
I think I will play Prince, actually, because...
Don't worry, we've got until about 10 o'clock. If you get it sorted by then, it should be all
right.
I know I've got it. Yeah. Just can't find it.
No. Oh. Well, it had to be Sinead then, won't it? I can't even spell that, so...
I'll just play, I don't know, Bobby Davin or somebody, or Bobby...
Bobby V.
Bobby V.
I'll be a rubber ball bouncing back to you.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
French President Emmanuel Macron has set mid-May for the reopening of the first terraces of bars and restaurants, as well as cultural places, promising a strict sanitary protocol, which will be discussed at this morning's Health Defence Council. Meanwhile, according to a recent survey, a majority of French people are in favour of a strict health protocol as schools reopen on Monday. The survey carried out by the Opinion Way Institute shows that 83% of those questioned want a strict protocol for the definition of contact cases in schools and the closure of a class to be from the first contamination declared and not after 3 cases. In addition, the respondents are overwhelmingly in favour of other measures to prevent contamination at school, such as the free supply of masks to students, the installation of CO2 detectors and ventilation systems in classrooms, or even the organisation of massive and regular testing. According to the latest official data, while a downward slope seems to be starting in France concerning COVID numbers, it's still a fragile situation with on average more than 32,000 contaminations per day. Meanwhile, faced with the reluctance of the population concerning the AstraZeneca vaccine, the French government is considering launching a communication campaign involving celebrities in order to convince the French. Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday acknowledged difficulties in convincing the French to be vaccinated with the British-Swedish vaccine due to rare cases of thrombosis, and therefore now plans to launch a communication campaign in order to restore confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine. The mayor of Nice, Chris Nistrosi, has spoken to France's health minister, Olivier Véran, about his intentions for the lifting of the restrictions in the city. On Tuesday, Strozzi spoke of the encouraging figures for the region, with the incident rate having dropped to 198 and the number of people being hospitalised standing at its lowest since the beginning of the year. The mayor stressed that the reassuring indicators were no doubt due to the fact that the Outmarin team went into lockdown ahead of other regions in France. And next week, Estrosi plans to put forward details of a health protocol to the Minister of Health, proposing the reopening of around 50 restaurants to assess procedures and measures on the impact of the transmission of the virus, with the monitoring of customers. The mayor says that pedestrianised areas of the city will be able to extend terraces with the distribution of self-tests, which will be compulsory at least for the first 10 days of May. Meanwhile, tests carried out on the wastewater in Cannes show that the concentration of COVID is 3 times less than in wastewater in Nice. In Cannes, wastewater is qualified as moderate, while that of Nice is considered as high. And the director of one of the largest national shopping centres in France, Cap 3000, has said he believes in a reopening for May the 17th. Rochelle Rosier has also expressed his wish for the sales to be postponed. With 135,000 square metres, Cap 3000 boasts up to 300 shops. In other news, French officials have issued an international arrest warrant following the abduction of an 8-year-old girl last week. The child and her mother were found in Switzerland on Sunday, days after she was taken from her grandmother's house. 4 men have been detained over the kidnapping, which is believed to have been ordered by the girl's mother, who has also been arrested. The investigation has now turned to a 55-year-old man based in Malaysia, who is believed to have organised the abduction. A new gender equality campaign is to launch in Monaco, focusing on sectors such as construction or kindergarten. Posters include a woman on a worksite and a man working in a creche with the slogan, "Everyone has their place." The campaign aims to end certain stereotypes by being the first country in the world to break traditional gender career coding from kindergarten. Finally, France's Interior Ministry has given the go-ahead for traffic lights which let good drivers pass. The authorisation makes a U-turn following a previous order to local authorities to remove such traffic measures back in 2020. Intelligent traffic lights turn green when vehicles approach at the correct speed and allow them to pass without stopping. The lights will, however, stay on red for those motorists travelling too quickly, forcing them to wait.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Yes.
It's going to mean there's just going to be long traffic jams, aren't there?
Yeah. It's the ones on the Promenade des Anglais don't follow that. So if you drive at 50, you eventually do hit a red light at some point. I've tried it several times. Football plans for the new European Super League appear to be in disarray today after all six English Premier League teams formally withdrew from the competition. Good. Manchester City were the first club to pull out, followed by Chelsea. The other four teams, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United and Spurs, have now all followed suit. The 12-team Super League was announced on Sunday to widespread condemnation. UEFA has welcomed the reversal. None of the Spanish or Italian sides involved in the competition have yet released a statement, although Juventus have just said that they expect the competition to go ahead. There'll be a Spanish-Italian Cup then, won't it? Or something like that. No BBC football news this morning. Maybe they're in shock. There was one game in the English Premier League last night. Chelsea and Brighton drew 0-0.
What happened there then?
Well, still got into the top four on the back of it.
Brighton.
Fighting for survival. You can't win them all. Two games tonight. Spurs play Southampton and Aston Villa host Manchester City. In the English Championship last night, Brentford and Cardiff drew 1-1. Norwich lost 1-0 at home to Watford. Preston beat Derby 3-0. Sheffield Wednesday beat Blackburn Rovers 1-0. And Swansea lost 1-0 at home to QPR. So how does that leave the table? Well, Norwich and Watford in the automatic promotion playoff places, it looks like they'll get there. In the playoff places, Swansea, Brentford, Bournemouth and Barnsley. And hovering just outside Reading, and I suppose QPR and Cardiff have an outside chance, but the teams above them would have to have a bit of a nightmare in the last few games. Rugby Football Union has backed coach Eddie Jones following a review into the side's disappointing fifth place finish in the Six Nations. Jones's position had been under threat since defeats by Ireland, Wales and Scotland in the same tournament for the first time in 45 years. Jones said the debrief had been a valuable process and that everybody had learned a lot. More importantly, he said that actions had been identified to enable the team to move forward positively towards 2023. And finally, in cricket, Ed Smith's role as England national selector has been scrapped. In a restructuring of the way the England men's teams are selected, responsibility will now fall to head coach Chris Silverwood. England's managing director, Ashley Giles, said the restructure is in the best interest of helping teams to be successful. Smith had held the role of national selector since 2018. Ashley Giles said the new structure makes lines of accountability much clearer, with Chris Silverwood taking ultimate responsibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almere Sea and the Var, the general situation is a depression 1,010 millibars over the Gulf of Lyon. A wind of northeasterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is moderate. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4. Easterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 3 to 4 southeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio weather.
Got wet this morning.
I got soaked.
Raining this morning, clearing this afternoon, light to moderate easterly winds, temperatures 15 or 16 degrees today. Overnight lows 8 to 10 degrees with partially cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday mainly fine, highs of 17 to 19 degrees. Yes, had a mozzie around yesterday.
Really already?
Yeah. Buzzing in my ear. Shape of things to come, especially with this wet weather. They'll be out like mosquitoes. finally.
Humans could have outrun a T-Rex, apparently. The king of the dinosaurs enjoyed a leisurely stroll at just 2.8 miles per hour. That's according to a study of their tails.
What, top speed?
Yeah. They enjoyed a leisurely stroll, 2.8 miles per hour. According to the new study by scientists in the Netherlands, they say their new speed estimate is a rate similar to the natural walking speed of emus, elephants, horses and humans, and it's lower than previous estimates.
Isn't that amazing?
There you go.
If only we'd been around to run away from them.